Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Iraq, the Last Christmas. Christmas was almost cancelled in Baghdad this year. The October 31st slaughter of 58 people in a Baghdad church by al-Qaeda had already terrified the Christian communities. More bombings and murders followed, and then last Tuesday, al-Qaeda threatened to kill anyone celebrating Christmas. The following day, a council representing the various Christian denominations advised followers to call off the Christmas celebrations. Services were cancelled, decorations taken down, a low profile taken. Mass was held in various cities on Christmas Eve, but under tight security. Then the faithful were told to go home and pray in private for those who'd been killed in 2010. There's no reason to think the ongoing pogrom against Christians will slacken in 2011. This means the ongoing exodus will continue. After the October 31st mass killings, over 10,000 people fled the capital for the relative safety of the Kurdish areas in the north. They added to the almost 300,000 Christians who've left the Arab areas of Iraq since 2003. Most left the country entirely. About 500,000 remain. Another group of mostly Christians are scheduled to leave completely next year. The US military, having officially ended combat operations in August and withdrawn tens of thousands of troops, are now due to leave completely by the end of 2011. There are about 50,000 still in country. They had a mostly quiet Christmas. Within the relative privacy of their bases, many donned Santa Claus hats before eating a traditional lunch of turkey and the trimmings. This time next year, there'll only be a few thousands, perhaps a few hundreds left. They'll be sorting out getting the last of the kit home before waving a thankful goodbye on or by December 31st. They'll leave behind a country where oil production has just hit a 20-year high, where violence is hitting a 6-year low, and one which, despite the traumas of the past 7 years, does have a chance of stability, even prosperity. But as things stand, the Christian community will not have either. Most ordinary Iraqis are not against their Christian compatriots and would be happy to coexist with them, as they have done for over 1,000 years. But the gangsters from al-Qaeda have fed on what prejudice there is, and knowing that the security forces are stretched, have undertaken a campaign of intimidation, forced conversions, and the clearing of neighbourhoods. The Christians can leave, or wait for the security forces to get a real grip on the country. The first option leaves them destitute. The second, the risk of being murdered. The council is now asking the government to set up a safe area for Christians in the far north. That tells us how they think things will go in the future. Happy New Year? I'm afraid that's unlikely. And that's Foreign Matters. See you next time.